We've witnessed Israel employing various military technologies unlike anything we've seen before. These involved the use of communication tools, computers, mobile phones, and even pagers to inflict significant, and at times critical, damage on the enemy. This strategy was closely tied to precision strikes from rockets and combat drones. In addition, it has now become clear that Israel actively utilized deepfake technology. The Israelis managed to install surveillance software on virtually every electronic device used by their adversaries. The movements, conversations, meetings, and data exchanges of nearly every Palestinian, Syrian, Lebanese, Iraqi, and Iranian figure of interest were completely exposed, like an open book to Israeli intelligence. Israel effectively gained full control over the enemy's entire digital network, using phones, pagers, and various other devices as lethal weapons. Some pagers meant for Hezbollah, who distrusted mobile phones, were reportedly fully rigged with explosives. According to Lebanese sources, not only pagers but also mobile phones, e-scooters, intercoms, and elevator panels were being detonated. In Syria, it was Mossad that orchestrated a regime change. Deepfakes played a pivotal role. Orders and commands, even in Assad's own voice, were issued to lower-ranking commanders, instructing them to retreat, relocate to senseless positions, or fire on false targets. Next came Iran. Within the first hours of the 12-day conflict, Israel wiped out nearly all of Iran's top military leadership, including the chief of staff, the head of the IRGC, and key nuclear scientists, along with their families and children. Some of these were targeted by precision missile strikes, while others were eliminated by drones launched from hidden caches inside Iran itself. Considering the attacks carried out by Ukrainian saboteurs on Russian soil, such as those targeting Dasha, Against Us and Dasha, Vladlen Tatarsky, Zakhar Prilepin, and certain Russian generals, as well as the Crocus City Hall massacre involving migrants recruited by the Kiev regime, along with the recent drone attack on Russia's nuclear triad launched from within our territory, it is essential to view these events within this broader context. We are dealing with something entirely new, and if we are unprepared in this critical situation, it could truly prove to be fatally catastrophic.